Welcome to Hope Chapel. You're about to listen to Andrew Cole.
Hey, who's heard the saying that you're hanging on by a thread? Just three. Who knows that that's quite a negative connotation to it? That, yes, it does. Thank you, Tim. Well done. You're with me this morning. It sort of conjures up this view of being fragile, yeah? Fragile or a last hope or clinging on to something for dear life, that everything sort of slipping away and you're just hanging on to this thread. Life's challenges often leave us feeling fragile. Well, they do for me. I felt fragile this week. I was very fragile this week. As if we're literally hanging on by the thinnest and tiniest of threads. But today I want to look at that saying and I want to transform that saying into one of negativity, to one of power and strength, one where it actually encourages you, one that it actually, I hope, gives you some idea that that saying from a negative sense is bad, but from a God's perspective is just pure strength and power. And something that we genuinely all need. Wow, g'day. That's awesome. So what if I told you that amidst this uncertainty that there exists a scarlet thread of hope that is woven through the fabric of Scripture, a thread that points us directly to Jesus Christ. Because I do want to ask you a question today. You don't have to answer it, but maybe answer it to yourself. Is what are you actually hanging on to today? Life, in its full of its complexities, each of us clings on to various threads as we navigate the journey of life. Sometimes those threads may be our careers, our finances, relationships, or our aspirations. Yet we must ponder, are these threads sturdy enough to hold us steady in the storms of life? Has anybody been through a storm in their life? Has any of you found that in those storms of life, sometimes that you get to the point where the things that you hung on to, you just realise weren't going to stand up to those storms? That those things that you grabbed onto quite often that you thought were your security, that were going to be strong enough for you to... Honey, can you grab me a stool, please? That'll be great. the things that you hang on to, that the time these storms start to... thanks. Is that okay if I sit? That might be great. That'd be awesome. Okay, are we in the middle? Yes, we are. But in the middle of those storms, that those things that we hang on to that we thought were so rock solid, it could be somebody else in your life. It could be the person that's been your rock solid your whole life. Then all of a sudden, in the midst of a storm that perhaps you've never seen before or felt the ferocity of before, you find that that thread just starts to break. That it just starts to let go, and that thread that you're hanging on to is just not sufficient enough anymore. So what do we do in those times? What are we hanging on to in our lives? What do you think you're hanging on to? Where is your security? What is the very things? Or there might be multiple threads that you hang on to. So your bank account might be one of them. You might have five bank accounts. But you have that one that you hang on to that you know that's the one I need. That's the one that's always going to be there. Who knows that that can go very quickly? Who knows that those relationships can go, the work can go, businesses come and go, things change, circumstances happen, families change. Something can be said in a family and bust that family up so quick that that very thread that you hung on to in your whole life is gone. What do we do in those situations? What do we do when your whole world changes? When everything is upended and you're trying to hang on to, grasping onto these threads? What is it you are hanging on to? What have you hung on to in the past? There are many statistics around this world that people become statistics because perhaps they didn't have a thread to hang on to anymore, where their life seemed pointless and worthless. They felt like everything they grabbed onto just broke. So I want to turn this negative connotation to this whole thought about hanging on to a thread into something so strong and so powerful. I want to show you through the word that this thing called the scarlet thread is through Genesis to Revelation. And I want to pick on one story out of that used the scarlet thread. And I would love us to be able to weave that into our own lives so you can make a decision of what thread you hang on to, what you feel is the strongest thing for your life to hang on to. So with every storm that you face, with every circumstance that you come across, with every doubt and fear and uncertainty, you'll know that all you need to do is to hang on to this scarlet thread. And it's not just a saying, and it won't just be a nice thought, oh yes, it's Jesus. But it'll genuinely be the very thing that runs through the middle of your life, that is the very thing that you know is always going to be in your hands and that you can hang on to because it's not about that it's fragile, that you know that you can hang on to this because it's actually pure strength and power. See, the reality is that when we hang on to worldly things, we risk losing our footings. But through Scripture, we can learn that the ultimate anchor must be in Christ, the one who promises to never leave us nor forsake us. You may be sitting here saying now, Andrew, you're just going to tell us how much we need Jesus? Yeah, I am. I am. I'm going to spend the rest of my life telling people how much you need Jesus. Because that's what you need. I don't know a lot, but I know that. I don't know all your circumstances. I know mine. I don't know all that you've been through. I know what I've been through. And I can tell you this. I will keep telling you, you need Jesus until the day I'm no longer here, which I felt was going to be this week. So I was sort of hoping I was going to be able to preach this week. See, that lined the mood up. That's good. John 15:5 illustrates this beautiful example. It's when Jesus declares that I am the vine and you are the branches. That if you remain in me, you see that? If you, that's you and me, remain in Jesus, in the vine, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Such bold statements. If you're a non-Christian here this morning, you'd feel that's quite arrogant. I agree. I agree. I didn't write the book, and I'm not Jesus, and I'm glad Jesus can comfortably say that. Because he is our all. He is our everything. He is the one that will never, ever, ever let you down. He is the one that will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the one, as long as you grab onto him, he has got you every single step of the way without fail. Hanging on to Jesus means cultivating a relationship with him. When we actively cling to him, we gain resilience to face whatever life throws our way. Faith in Jesus transforms our perception, your view, how you see things. Our vulnerabilities become pathways for his strength to shine. What an awesome concept that some of this stuff is. Imagine the imagery of the scarlet thread. Just as Rahab hung a scarlet cord from her window in Jericho to signal her faith and deliverance, we're going to get into this a bit more after, we too must signal our commitment to God. That cord became a lifeline, connecting her salvation and hope amidst chaos. What is your lifeline? What are you hanging on to? What are you prepared to hang on to? Is your faith in Jesus not real enough that you can't hang on to him because you need something physical, that you need a certain amount in a bank account, you need a certain touch of somebody, you need a certain role in a position, that you need to drive a certain car, that you need to live a certain status, that you need this or you need that, something that you can see with your eyes? Or can your faith in Jesus be the be-all and end-all of your strength? The unbreakable thread. We must marvel at its unbreakable nature. This scarlet thread represents the assurance of God's love and covenant with his people. Hebrews 10:23 encourages us, let us hold unswervingly to hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful. So from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is filled with examples of God's faithful thread running through the lives of his people. Though circumstances may appear unfathomable, the promise remains. God's thread surpasses human understanding and challenges, holding firmly when everything else seems to unravel. If we think about the covenant with Abraham, God gave him a promise, accompanying it with an unbreakable bond that reverberated throughout generations. Despite the shortcomings, God's plan remained intact. The blood of the lamb offered during the Passover also ties to the scarlet theme, marking homes to protect and deliver his people from death. Tracking the thread through the Bible is not only amazing, but it's such an incredible journey to do. So as we trace the scarlet thread through Scripture, revealing how it intricately weaves through God's grand narrative, his story. You know, I've been looking heavily into the covenants, and it's a massive process, but the one story, the scarlet thread, the story of humanity's redemption is over and over. It is front and center and strong and bold and rich. It is outstanding. I don't ever want to get caught up on the nuances of doctrine, because let the scarlet thread be bold through every conversation that we ever have that can split differences, that can cause division. May Jesus, the scarlet thread, God's redemptive story, outshine every concern you have, not only in the Bible, around doctrine, in your life, in everything you face. May this be the very thing that stands out in your life. May it be the very thing that you hang on to, that you'd never let go for the rest of your life once you start to hang on to it. May you see the richness of it and the strength of it and the power of it. May you never, ever see it watered down or anything else. May you not let anybody tell you that it was for yesterday and not for today. God's redemptive story is still out playing in this room today and in this world today. And it's been there from the beginning of time, like the scarlet thread. And actually, it's been there before the beginning of time. It is just there. And let us never diminish it. The fall of man in Genesis 3. After Adam and Eve's disobedience, God promised redemption. The first mention of the scarlet thread appears as God foretells the coming of a Savior who will crush the serpent's head, a promise of hope and deliverance. The covenant of Abraham in Genesis 12, God called Abraham, establishing a covenant that would bring forth a great nation, ultimately leading to Christ. The lineage of Jesus is rooted in this unbreakable promise, reminding us his faithfulness through generations. The sacrificial system, Leviticus, the laws God provided outlined it a way for people to approach him, teaching the necessity of sacrifice for redemption. The blood of the lamb was emblematic of the ultimate sacrifice to come, Jesus, the Lamb of God. The prophets in Isaiah 53, through the prophecies, particularly in Isaiah, we see a foreshadowing of suffering servant who would take upon himself the sins of the world. This thread of prophecy weaves through time, culminating in Christ's fulfillment. The crucifixion and resurrection, the ultimate expression of the scarlet thread, is the crucifixion of Jesus. His blood shed on a cross sealed the new covenant, offering salvation to all who believe. That's us, to all who believe. His resurrection is the confirmation of that hope, assuring us that life triumphs over death. The revelation of the new heaven and earth in Revelation. Finally, the thread culminates in the promise of eternal life. Revelation speaks of a new heaven and earth where God dwells among his people, fulfilling his covenant promise of restoration. It's through the word, and there are many, many, many offshoots of those stories, of those things that you'll see. There's story after story after story. You will see the scarlet thread. This scarlet thread is not new. It is not just for now and has never been. It has been there since before the beginning of time. It's there for them then, and it's for us today. It's for those that time when you feel like your life is hanging by a thread. You're right. All our lives are fragile. You're right. All our lives are hanging on by a thread. But we get to choose what thread we get to hang on to. May I encourage you this morning. If you hear nothing from what I rabble on this morning about, may you just take these words that you must hang on to the scarlet thread. Search the scripture. Seek it out yourself. Go to God and ask it to be revealed to you yourself in the way that you need it. So when people come time after time and not knowing answers and not having the ability to journey and process their faith, quite often it's so simple, but we don't want the simplicity of life. We don't want the simplicity of our faith. Our answer is always Jesus. I'm sorry that it's so simple, but that's where it is. I know no other one more powerful. I know no other that can sort things out so intricate that just makes your hair curl. I don't know anybody that is so gracious, that is so unwavering, that is so unconditional, that is so pure love than Jesus, that is willing to give up everything he is and was and has to been to come in order for us to hang on to the scarlet thread, to be a part of God's redemptive story for all humanity. The enormity of this is magnificent. It is such a picture. It is indescribable when we look at the stars in the sky and we know that that was a covenant given to Abraham. When we look at the creation of the world and we look at how we're able to have dominion over it, it is just outstanding, the story of our lives. So when we get caught up with the smallness sometimes, which are big to us, and I get that, maybe we continue to hang on to more what's important than ever before. I'm sure Steve and Melissa now have had after seeing the whole world, have got a much grander view of their God. I'm sure they've seen things in creation that maybe some of you have, I haven't, that have blown their mind. I'm sure I haven't, without talking to them properly, I'm sure it's enlarged their faith. I'm sure that they can have more confidence in their God, more confidence that, God, you've done all this. I can hang on to you for every single thing in my life. In context of Rahab's story, everyone know Rahab's story in Joshua 2? It's Joshua was sending out two spies that were going to take down Jericho, and they sent them into Jericho, and the two spies... I don't really know how it happened, but they ended up in a prostitute's house, as you do. She had a house in the wall, and she was hiding. She was going to hide the spies from the king and the king's soldiers. And they knew that they were in there, and they went and questioned her. They said, "Oh no, nothing to see here." They hid them, and anyway, they reached this bit of a deal, and the spies basically said, "Hang a scarlet thread outside your window and you'll be protected." And that's the basis of this story. I haven't done it an incredible justice, but it's not really, about all around that. It's actually about this scarlet thread. So when the spies were sent to scout the land before the Israelites entered, Rahab hid them from the king's soldiers and ultimately made a bold decision that changed her life and the lives of her family members. That statement there, she made a bold decision that changed her life and the lives of her family members. There are stories after stories after stories, not only in this room but all around the world, of somebody making a bold decision. Not every family has rich Christian heritage. I can't find it in mine. And I don't even know how everything happened other than God's sovereignty. But somehow I made a decision that this was my journey that I wanted to travel. That seemingly not as bold as I thought it was, when I look back, my bold decision to grab hold of a scarlet thread not only changed my life, but it has changed my family's life. My children have been brought up in the church. I'm aware that two of them are in the room right now, and I'm aware that some of their feelings may be around not... They don't have the same perspective as I do of the house of God. They're not familiar with it. They love the house of God and they serve in the house of God, which is amazing. My daughter lives in, where does she live? Mount Barker. And she, it's a long way away, man. Like, I don't like it. That's a very long way away. I should ring her. Yeah, let's do that. We should ring her. No. But they still go to church, and you know, I don't know what they do in their church, but they still go to church. But I know they don't all have the same perspective as I have. I know that all my kids were born in one of two rooms in Gawler Hospital. Now they would find that really boring. All my children went to the same kindy, and so did Jackson's wife, Stephanie. Zion and other children here have been to that same kindergarten. They all my kids went to the same school within a couple of rooms of their whole life in that same part of the schools. Jackson taught in that school that he was taught in. They could see that somewhat boring, and you might say, gee, that's really boring and sheltered. I can't take you to where I was born. I don't know. I think I was born in a house, actually. I don't know the schools I went to. I don't know this and I don't know that. I have some fragmented memories of certain things. I would give my left kidney, if it was any good, to have what they have, but they don't see what I see. It's not their fault. But perhaps they don't have that same perspective as yet. Perhaps life will change for them and they'll see the value of the decision that I made back then. Because my decision, even about all where they lived, all was to do with my bold decision about giving my heart to God. Because I wanted heritage. I wanted stability. I wanted security. I wanted what I felt when I entered a church for the very first time. When I first understood that this is all real, when I first felt the presence of God. I love looking out and seeing Keith Smith. We got baptized together. And that's an amazing thing for me because he is one. That's one thing that I have in my Christian heritage, which seems so recent, but is something that I dearly love. So when I read that Rahab made this bold decision for her and her family, we don't know the depth that that runs into. So good on you if you've made a bold decision, because not only is it changing you, but it changes generations and generations and generations. Because we're serving a God of generations, for the generations. So when you look into the sky and you see the stars at night, you can think about Abraham's covenant, that the descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky. Generation after generation after generation. It's God's redemptive story outplayed before our very eyes. And sometimes we don't see it. And this story is about that. So there are a few symbolisms from the scarlet thread of Rahab's story that I'd love you to think about when you're thinking about what thread you should hang on to. So faith and redemption. The scarlet thread symbolizes Rahab's faith in the God of Israel. By hanging the thread from her window, she indicated her belief in God's power and the promise of salvation for her and her family. This act demonstrated her willingness to trust in God's provision amidst the impending destruction of Jericho. It reflects how faith can lead to redemption, irrespective of one's past or social standing. She was a prostitute. She was different. It doesn't matter how different anybody is. It doesn't matter where you're from or what you've been into or used to. Faith can lead to redemption, protection and deliverance. The thread that she hung out serves, or that she hung on to. See, it wasn't just hanging out of a window. It was actually her hanging on to this thread. The thread serves as a visible sign of protection. The spies instructed Rahab to hang the scarlet cord so that her household would be spared from destruction during the conquest. This act of hanging the thread was not merely a signal. It was a mark of divine deliverance, a tangible demonstration of God safeguarding those who take refuge in him. Grab hold of the scarlet thread and take refuge in him. Connection to the covenant. The scarlet thread also connects to the broader theme of God's covenant with his people. It parallels the blood of the lamb during the Passover in Egypt, which protected the Israelites from the final plague. Just as the blood marked the homes of God's people, the scarlet thread marked Rahab's dwelling as a safe haven. This connection highlights that God's promises extend beyond the Israelites to all who exhibit faith in him, emphasizing exclusivity in his redemptive plan. Transformation and new identity. Rahab's story is one of transformation. Your story is one of transformation. Mine is one of transformation. By choosing to align herself with the God of Israel, she shifted her identity from a function of sin and shame to one of valor and faithfulness. The scarlet thread acts as a symbol of a new identity that comes with faith. It represents her transition from being a marginalized individual in Jericho to a woman honored in the lineage of Jesus. And you'll see her name in Matthew 1 in the genealogy of the gospel, in the gospels. Hope amidst judgment. The scarlet thread symbolizes hope. Even in the face of judgment, while Jericho faced destruction, Rahab's choice to trust in God's mercy opened the door for salvation. It serves as a reminder that no matter the circumstances, God's grace provides a way of escape for those who are willing to believe and act upon that belief. It provides a way out. It provides actually what you're looking for. It provides what we hang on to that's not the scarlet thread. Everything that you have in hope that those other threads will hang on to, that will hold for, that scarlet thread That's what it's all about. That's what it offers. Rahab's choice. What is your choice today? What is your choice when you are in the midst of a circumstance? What are your threads that you hang on to? What are the ones that you can tangibly hang on to? Are you saying, that's great, Andrew? Yes, we all love Jesus. Yes, we all have our faith. But, you know, it doesn't pay my bills tomorrow. No, you're right. You're right. We all have a Monday. We all have a Sunday, which is great, but we all have a Monday. And that's where our faith is tested. How do I know that? Because every Monday my faith is tested. Every Monday your faith is tested. But what do we do? Do we say, well, that was a great Bible story and good on Rahab. But what about me? Yeah, what about you? Exactly right. What about you? This story is so much bigger than what we realize. This story is so much more important than we understand. This story has got so much reality attached to it, more than some of our faiths. So what do you do in the midst of a circumstance? Take some of the lessons from Rahab, what it meant for her. Faith, redemption, protection, deliverance, connection, transformation, new identity, hope. It just keeps on giving. The scarlet thread in Rahab's story symbolizes her faith, protection, connection to God's covenant, transformation into a new identity, and hope against judgment. It represents God's unwavering promise. These guys can come up. It represents God's unwavering promise to redeem those who trust in him. It showcases his grace and his mercy that extends even to those who may feel unworthy. In times that are great and in times that aren't so great, we are always going to hang on to something. In the great times, you hang on to all the things that provide that happiness or that strength at that time. When times aren't so great, you're trying to hang on to anything for dear life. But can I encourage you, all of us, not just some, but to hang on to the scarlet thread of Jesus, no matter what season we're in, no matter what stage of life you're in, no matter whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, no matter whether your circumstances seem unfathomable, whether you're cruising the highs of life, can I just encourage you, never, ever, ever let go of the scarlet thread, because all of our lives are hanging by a thread. No matter what we think, all of our lives are hanging on by a thread. The joy in all of this is we get to choose that thread. And that thread doesn't appear and then go. That thread has always been there. It's our choice. If you remain in me, I in you. If you remain in me, if your choice, I'm going to hang on to the scarlet thread. It will never break. You can never, ever break the scarlet thread. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for Jesus, Lord. I thank you that no matter where we're at, what we do and how we do things, Lord, you're only one grasp away. Lord, let our lives be steadfast in you. Let us not look to anything else to hold our lives together. The Lord, our lives, not from a negative sense, but we understand how fragile life is. Doesn't matter how strong we feel at any given time. Fragility is but 1 second away. So Lord, I pray this morning for those that perhaps aren't hanging on to you, or have never even heard of this scarlet thread, that Lord, you'll start revealing that to them. And that Lord, for ones that feel that they can hang on to other things more tangible, Lord, I pray there'll be a revelation of who you are and how powerful you are and how much need we have of you. So Father, I just pray that, Lord, that you bless everyone here. That, Lord, that you bless, that the Lord blesses everyone and that you keep them, that you, Lord, your face will shine upon everyone. Lord, that you'll be gracious to us and that you'll turn your face toward us and give us peace. Lord, we put our total reliance in you. Lord, we declare our love for you. We declare our love for you. I'm just going to ask everyone to just have their eyes closed for the moment. And we don't do that a lot in our church. It's not because we don't want to. It's not because we don't believe in it. It's just that I want decisions to be made when it comes to your faith, not out of a reaction, but out of a response. We've been talking about Jesus this morning. We've been singing about Jesus this morning. We've been lifting up his name and we've been praying to Jesus this morning. This Jesus is pretty important to us. It's pretty central around our faith. In actual fact, it is our faith. And it talks about that in the Bible about receiving Jesus. It talks about that if we believe and that we make that decision, a little bit like Rahab did, that we say, hey, I want this scarlet thread in my life. And I want to receive all those things that Rahab did, a complete transformation of a life. One that perhaps wasn't so savoury to someone who is honoured, even in the lineage of Jesus. How incredible is that? Talk about God's redemptive story. That story I talk about is God's purpose and plan for all humanity. And that puts you in that category. That he wants to redeem our lives. That he wants us, every single person, hanging on to the scarlet thread. So I just want to ask everyone a question here this morning while your eyes are closed. And you may not know what I'm talking about with this scarlet thread. You may have never heard about it before. You might have heard about going to church or what it means to become a Christian, but don't even really know what that means or what that looks like. Simplicity is the easiest way. And all it is hanging on to a scarlet thread. I don't dumb it down. I don't make it weak or disrespectful. But we get caught up with how difficult some things are. There's no great formula. It's actually a decision. Are you ready in your life right now to say, hey, I want to hang on to the scarlet thread in my life? I realise that I hang on to different things in my life and I hear about this thread and I think I'm going to hang on to that. Maybe there's some stirrings in your heart about your own spiritual life, your journey or your understanding of who the Creator is and what this faith thing is all about, or what this Jesus stuff is all about. Well, I'd love to be able to pray for you. I'd love to be able to help you on the start of your journey. But it will require one thing. It will require you, like Rahab, to make a decision. So she had to make a decision to hang the scarlet thread out of her window. She had to do that willful act. Otherwise, all those benefits would not have been there, because she would have been destroyed as they conquested the city. So I'm gonna keep my eyes open. No one else is. And I want you to do something for me if you're sitting in this room or if you're out the back. Not sure how we'll do the back part. Maybe someone can go out the back and there'll be one person out there with their eyes open to acknowledge you as well. But if you're sitting here and thinking, look, I want to hang on to this scarlet thread in my life, I would love to be able to pray for you and help you start your journey. I'm not going to embarrass you. We'll do it after the service, but I would love to know that there is someone here that I am going to be praying for afterwards. And if that's you and you're wanting to make that decision, I'd love you to raise your hand so that I can see it here this morning. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Is there anyone else? Thank you. Thank you. If you're out the back and that's you, and I'd love you just to raise your hand. There'll be someone out the back as well that will see your hand, and we'll come and we'll pray after the service as well. Just going to look around in once more. Is there anyone else that feels like they're in that place that, hey, I just need to hang on to this scarlet thread for the rest of my life? Start this journey in my life. Okay. Well, God bless you for making that effort and that decision to raise your hand to say, signifying not only just to me, but it's to God more importantly, that you're needed in these lives, God. That God, this was a hand raised to say, hey, I want to hang on to the scarlet thread. Jesus, I want you to transform my life. I want you to fill me with faith and power and strength in order to journey my faith like never before, to never feel so fragile that the threads are going to break. But Lord, the strongest cord that this world has ever had is Jesus. So God bless you as you have made those decisions. I'm going to hang around here at the front after the service, and I would love to pray with you and chat with you about that. So please don't rush off. It's an incredible, life-changing moment, not only for you, but for generations to come. So God bless you for that. Let's give God a praise this morning. Let's thank you for coming out. Thank you for being a part of our service today. We're going to go out singing.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message this week.